Two young men, 20-year-old Frank James and 19-year-old Cole Younger, were about to ride into history. They were part of William Quantrill's band of guerrillas. Frank's younger brother, 15-year-old Jesse, would soon ride beside his brother, attacking federal troops and innocent civilians. But first, Lawrence, Kansas awaited with its lessons that would serve the James and Youngers well over 16 years. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
You always hear stories of kids having great childhoods growing up in a small town. That's one of the reasons we're back here in Bassett.
From story time to playtime, from indoors to outdoors, kids grew up strong and assured in Bassett, where there's a big outdoors for expanding imaginations.
We'd love to have you.
For more information on moving to Bassett, visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Crotter's Lumberyard. The relative ease with which Lawrence, Kansas was attacked may be a surprise to some. In fact, it was a surprise to the 400 Missouri Long Riders under the command of William C. Quantrill. As they approached the town in the early morning light, there were those among them who thought the town was too quiet. They said they feared Union soldiers were waiting for them on the other side of the thriving little community. When William Quantrill rode away from his troops and toward the community they were about to sack, the nerve of his men came back. With rebel yells, I'm told, would wake the dead, they woke the residents and proceeded to slaughter 150 of the town's men. That was the first lesson driven home to Frank and Cole, the power of intimidation. Even though there were more men with weapons in Lawrence than their attackers, the yelling and shooting and charging around of the horses took the fight out of the men. In an hour, the community was the rebels for the taking. Some might say there was also the element of surprise, but that's not true. The rumors had been circulating for months that Lawrence was next. The militia had even been drilling all summer for just such an attack. The members of the militia, however, had to disband after about a month or so because of crops in the field and stores to tend. After several hours of burning homes to the ground, shooting and looting, the guerrillas decided to leave. Their retreat was a second lesson for Frank and Cole. They were able to make their getaway because they were well mounted. Previous raids had allowed the men to ride the best horse flesh they could steal. Just as important was Quantrill's knowledge of the escape route. He had lived in the area and had many times spirited captured runaway slaves back to their owners on some of the same trails. The track across the prairie had been well researched, and that Quantrill was successful was due in great part to that. With Union soldiers closing in on them from several different directions, the men disappeared into the waiting hills of Missouri as if they had not been there at all. Quantrill called the raid on Lawrence, Kansas, the jewel of the war effort. It was the most devastating attack on a civilian population in the history of the U.S., but not all Southerners were as proud of the raid as Quantrill and his men. Quantrill assumed his brilliant victory would assure him a commission in the Confederate Army, and he left his men to travel to plead his case. While he was gone, he left the bushwhackers in the command of Bloody Bill Anderson. It was during this time that the most famous recruit of all of Quantrill's men was brought into the circle. 16-year-old Jesse James joined the renegade soldiers and immediately made a name for himself as a daring and deadly addition to the Long Riders. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Please visit my website at www.javtv.com. The site is growing and eventually will list all of the stories of the Heartland with samples you may listen to. We are also building a bibliography page so you can more easily find information on the stories that interest you. Next week, the war ends, but not the bloodshed of the brothers, James and Younger. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.